Joining us in studio, downtown Ponca City, First and Grand here at the historic Ponca Theater. In our studios, Dana Murphy, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Welcome back to Ponca City.
Hey, it's great to be back. I believe this is about my fourth trip, and everyone up here has just been terrific to me, so it's great to be back.
Out meeting people, campaigning, a good event at the Perk. Do you call it campaigning, or are you just visiting with people?
Well, I think every opportunity you have to meet new people and get votes, I guess that's, you'd call that campaigning. And, you know, a runoff's a really different dynamic. It's almost like sprinting a marathon, and then somebody says, hey, but the finish line's on up here.
Right.
So you just, you know, the name of the game is still trying to win votes and raise money to do the things that you need to do.
Yeah. Dana Murphy, candidate for lieutenant governor, did very well in Kate County.
Oh, I was so happy about that.
In the primary, did that take you by surprise a little bit, or were you just grateful for that?
I think I really felt really grateful. I thought my chances up here were really good because I've made a lot of trips up here during the time I've been a corporation commissioner, and I know a lot of the business folks and a lot of the community leaders. I've just been really grateful, grateful.
Yeah. Raised in rural Oklahoma. A lot of people know this.
Right, I'm born in Woodward.
Woodward, spent your education and career in the big city. Now, how does that life experience, having lived in rural Oklahoma and in the city, at Edmond, in Oklahoma City, how does that help you relate to all Oklahomans?
I really think it's important to, you know, you look at the gap that's actually been growing. It's, I would say it's almost less between the parties and more between rural and urban Oklahoma. I think it's important to have someone who actually understands the components of both of those. I feel like I'm a bridge builder who can understand the issues and the different dynamics in rural Oklahoma. But I've also, you know, lived in Edmond and had a career in this area for some time. And then I'm really grateful. I've got over 20 mayors across the state of Oklahoma that are supporting me. So beyond, you know, farm and ranching, it's small town and larger town mayors. And I think it just gives me a different perspective, and I think it'll be really helpful. I think we're going to need some experienced, knowledgeable people up at the Capitol because we're going to have a lot of new faces.
Does it make it difficult for you because some of the issues or maybe some of the solutions to the issues affect people in rural Oklahoma differently than people in urban areas? Is that one of the challenges? I mean, in crafting solutions that work for everyone? I mean, is that possible?
I really think it is. I mean, if you want to just a simple analogy, let's say, you know, like at the Corporation Commission, we deal with electricity rates.
Sure.
So you'll have all different kind of interveners. You'll have the company that, you know, makes the case. Then you've got industrial users. You've got the residential consumers. You've got, you know, the sustainability network. You might have the Sierra Club. So you're talking about very diverse perspectives on a similar type of issue. And so I think it's important to have the ability to listen, to balance all these interests, and then to try to come up with solutions. So I think it's something I've really already had a lot of practice, you know, just in doing my job now. And then you look at the issues. I think if you can go out to rural Oklahoma and you can understand some of the issues that they deal with, you know, you look at being a farmer and a rancher, it's not just government regulations. It's the market. It's the weather. There's a lot of things you've got to deal with. And then
right.
When you come into the city, well, a lot of times business owners or folks have the same issues with, or maybe similar issues, but with government regulations, with licensing or different types of issues. So they might have a little bit different perspective, but in some ways they have similar issues. And I think the goal is to listen to everyone, come up with different ideas and thoughts, and see if you can craft solutions that, you know, you try to have solutions that are beneficial for as many people as possible.
Good. We're speaking with Dana Murphy, candidate for lieutenant governor. And let's talk about corporation commissioner. You've been the corporation commissioner since 2009. What accomplishments as corporation commissioner are you most happy about?
Well, I think right now Oklahoma is the third lowest electricity rates in the nation. I think that's something that we've worked very diligently on. And it's not just about how cheap it is. It's, is it reliable? It doesn't matter what the cost is if you can't rely on it.
Right.
I think you look at some of the things that we've actually done on the pipeline safety area. That was going to be another situation where we were going to have a federal one-size-fits-all program if we didn't do something about that. And that took facilitation. I actually worked with the mayor here in Ponca City, who was actually the chairman on this task force that I was on. So you work with the municipalities, the counties, the railroads, the different utilities, ODOT, trying to craft a solution. The great thing was that after about 3.5 years, we did come up with a solution, and then since that time, there's been additional legislation that's actually occurred that's been beneficial. So you really built some really good relationships that have then led to some other things. And then looking at how we've had to deal with this issue on earthquakes, we had no seismicity department, we had no resources, we had nothing, and dealing with an issue we had never dealt with before. And so you look at after about 4, 4.5 years, we've made a lot of progress. We're still working on it. But when you think about going from 0 to 100 mile an hour, dealing with an issue you've never dealt with, I think it's an example of showing how government can work. I don't think we've handled it, you know, perfectly. I've never said that. We've made real progress, and we're continuing to stay on it. So that'd be a handful.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Now, how has you know, in your law career, but before that, and maybe some people aren't aware of this, but you're a geologist,
right?
I mean, a petroleum geologist. So how has that helped you, especially be able to communicate with the energy industry in a very knowledgeable way?
Well, and I think it's really important. I mean, Oklahoma's recognized as an energy-producing state, and we're recognized as a leader. I've represented Oklahoma regionally and nationally, and we're very respected, whether it's oil and gas drilling and development, looking at electricity, where we talked about pipeline safety issues. And I think it's important when you're looking at Oklahoma being open for business and allowing businesses to grow and attract new businesses, those low electricity rates, but also looking at, you know, wind development, looking at some of our other resources as well. I think that's important. And I think I can bring that knowledge and that policy experience on energy and some other things over to the Capitol, because I think we're always going to be dealing with energy issues. And I think just overall, having a scientific background really lends itself to how you analyze problems and then how you work on crafting solutions. Right. And then I think the law degree also helps as far as, you know, navigating regulations, statutory issues. So I think that blend and that combination really lends itself to, you know, having a really diverse, versatile person who can work on all different kinds of issues.
One thing about the earthquakes issue, It's kind of one of those topics, because energy is so important to our state and our economy, and it always has been. So now we have a situation where, is there a solution? Is there a solution? And this may be a difficult question, that can work for everyone, can work for the energy industry. Is there an alternative with these wastewater injection wells and stuff? I mean, what can you do to come up with something that the energy industry is supported? We need the energy industry to thrive and do well and be able to do what they need to do. How can that all work?
Well, I think you've kind of asked me one question that's got multiple components. I think, for starters, it's important to continue our seismicity program. We've actually gone from of 2.7 magnitude or greater earthquakes, which we've been working with the Geological Survey, we've gone from about 5.6 of those per day in 2015 to, in 2016, it was about 3.6. To 2017, it was less than 2, and now we're under 2 right now. So I think we've made progress. We're continuing to learn information. I mean, it's very unusual because the geology across Oklahoma is very different. And just like if you look at the topography or the surface in Oklahoma, you can see you move across different parts of the state, it's very different. You can almost do an analogy there to talk about that in the subsurface as well. So we've continued to learn things. I think we've done some things, I think, that have been very helpful, but we've had the collaboration of the regulators, the researchers, and the industry.
Sure.
there was a produced water working group that's looked at the issue of actually recycling and different ways to use the water. So that's ongoing. You know, the biggest challenges are the economics of that. And then it might be in certain areas you're going to have a lot more water than you would in other areas. The highest areas of activity right now are over in the Stack area, which would involve Kingfisher, Blaine, Canadian County, and then also Scoop, which is South Central Oklahoma Oil Province. That would involve Garvin, Grady, Stevens, some of those other counties. You don't have the same water issues there. If you're in the northern part of the state, you might produce one barrel of oil for maybe 50, 60, 70 or more barrels of water. And so you've got a lot of wastewater to produce water to deal with. In some of these other areas, you don't have that, so you don't have the same amount of disposal wells. You don't have the same issues. That's why, again, it's important to know where you are locally with geology and the terrain. Right. So there's not a one-size-fits-all approach here. That's why we have to, you know, really pay attention to the details.